For those with OCD, a threat that is both heightened and familiar. The coronavirus outbreak has turned many of us into nervous germaphobes, seeking to protect ourselves from infection by washing our hands methodically and frequently, avoiding unnecessary contact with so-called high-touch surfaces, and methodically sanitizing packages, our homes, and our bodies. For people diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD, the worry created by the threat of coronavirus has the potential for more intense and longer-lasting implications. According to the International OCD Foundation, there are about 3 million Americans who have been diagnosed with OCD. It is a condition characterized by unwanted thoughts or urges that generate high levels of anxiety and repetitive acts meant to neutralize the obsessional thought. The cleaning and sanitizing practices that help prevent coronavirus infection are bringing people with OCD into closer orbit to behaviors that are a gateway to detrimental patterns that could interfere with their ability to engage meaningfully with the world outside their homes for years to come. Courtney Patlin, a 28-year-old in Los Angeles, is trying to find balance between appropriate caution and overreaction. Several weeks ago, before the California shelter-in-place order, Ms. Patlin decided to mostly stay indoors. She had read enough about how quickly coronavirus had spread in China, Italy, and then Seattle, and how very sick it was making so many. She felt she could rely on only herself and her Clorox to stay healthy. "I keep a very clean apartment and I feel safe at home," she said. Ms. Patlin, a graduate student studying clinical psychology, was diagnosed with OCD about 5 years ago, she said, after years of being afraid of public toilets, refusing to eat off dishes that she hadn't scrubbed herself or witnessed being sufficiently cleaned by others, and being fearful of being hugged by basically anyone. She used to clean her apartment and her hands with pure bleach and cleaning solutions until the skin on her finger started peeling off, which she would take as a sign that she was cleaning the proper amount. In recent years, she said she had managed what is known as contamination OCD with medication and therapy. But these days, Ms. Patlin has felt her OCD take rein again. When she heard a neighbor sneeze across the courtyard, she closed her windows to keep out any shared air. When a friend picked up Ms. Patlin's prescriptions from a pharmacy and left them for her at her doorstep, she wiped down the bottles with bleach in hope of killing any germs the pharmacist may have transmitted. The most complicated part is she doesn't even know anymore what's too much. These are the moments when I'm asking myself, is that my OCD, or should I be doing that, Ms. Patlin said. The lines are getting blurred.